This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli's military said Saturday that it had hit more than hundreds of Hamas targets across Gaza Saturday, including more than 50 strikes in the city of Khan Yunis and surrounding areas in southern Gaza. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
At a briefing in Tel Aviv, Israeli military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner briefed reporters Saturday on activities of the Israeli Defense Forces.
The activities are taking place mostly in the northern Gaza Strip, but also conducting precision strikes against specific targets of Hamas in the south. The mobilizations include over 400 targets that we've struck, engaged. Those targets include tunnel access points, they include command and control positions, they include the ability of Hamas to operate freely in the north as they did over the last week.
Lerner said the military conducted its operations simultaneously with ongoing humanitarian efforts. He said throughout the day Saturday, several trucks with humanitarian aid were allowed into Gaza through the Rafah-Egypt crossing after clearing Israeli security. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Vice President Kamala Harris engaged in a quick round of diplomacy with Arab leaders while attending the UN climate summit in the United Arab Emirates. She's trying to focus on shaping the outlook for a post-conflict Gaza while calling on Israel to do more to protect Palestinian civilians from the Israeli bombardment. She made a hastily planned trip to Dubai as the top American representative at the conference, but the Israel-Hamas war was a main objective of her visit. She met the leaders of the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Jordan on Saturday and spoke by phone with Qatar's emir. She said she and President Joe Biden have repeatedly noted the brutality of the Hamas attack against Israel on October 7th that triggered the war, while also hailing a recent pause in fighting to enable the release of more than 100 hostages taken by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Nicaragua have charged the director of the Miss Nicaragua beauty pageant with running a beauty queen coup plot, AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Nicaraguan police have said they want to arrest pageant director Kalen Celeberti for intentionally rigging contests. They say that anti-government beauty queens would unfairly win the pageants as part of a plot to overthrow the government. The suspicion was first raised after one winner, Shanice Palacios, won the competition in 2018. Soon after, she was seen on Facebook attending one of the mass anti-government rallies at the time. The government of President Daniel Ortega claimed the protests, in which 355 protesters were killed, were an attempted coup with foreign backing, aiming for his overthrow. I'm Karen Chamas.
France's interior minister says police have arrested a man who targeted passersby in Paris, killing a German tourist with a knife and injuring two others. Police subdued the man, a 25-year-old French citizen, who had spent 4 years in prison for a violent offense. After his arrest, he expressed anguish about Muslims dying, notably in the Palestinian territories, and claimed that France was an accomplice, French Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin said. Darmanin added the attacker apparently cried Allah Akbar. The attack went after a German couple with a knife, killing the man. He then used a hammer to injure two others. Teenage girls are being victimized by deepfake nude photos, and one New Jersey family is fighting back, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Dorota Manny says her daughter Francesca's face was put onto a naked girl's body using AI and circulated at her Westfield High School.
I know she feels uncomfortable. She voiced it on many occasions. She also feels betrayed by the school.
She was one of several this happened to, so the 14-year-old created a website and charity to help others, and Manny is pushing for strict laws.
Because we're fighting for our children, and they are not Republicans, and they are not Democrats. They don't care. They just want to be loved, and they want to be saved. And it's our responsibility to do that.
Several states have passed their own laws, but they vary in scope. I'm Julie Walker.
Imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been handed new charges by Russian prosecutors. The 47-year-old is already serving more than 30 years in prison after being found guilty of crimes including extremism, charges that his supporters characterize as politically motivated. In comments passed to his associates, Navalny said he had been charged under Article 214 of Russia's penal code, which covers crimes of vandalism. Navalny is one of President Vladimir Putin's most ardent opponents, best known for campaigning against official corruption and organizing major anti-Kremlin protests. The former lawyer was arrested in 2021 after he returned from Moscow from Germany, where he had recuperated from nerve agent poisoning that he blamed on the Kremlin. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA.